It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alrighty, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask, we answer.
Ask Me Anything, brought to you by Busch Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles at BushAutoGroup.com. Philly rides with us.
Alright, you ask, we answer, except for question one, which I ask, and everyone else answers. Alright, did you guys see who signed yesterday in the National Football League? All right, Rhea saw, I hear from the chuckle. James, did you see?
No, I didn't.
Devin, did you see?
No, I have no idea.
John Ritchie, sir, did you see?
I don't think so.
I'm going to give you a hint. All right, Rhea, stay at us for 1 second. I'm going to give these three a hint. This person signed at the age of 42.
42?
Cam Newton.
Oh, I did see. Now I'm remembering. I saw. I'll stay out. Right, I saw it. Right, I saw it. I did see it. Right. Now I remember. My bad.
A 42-year-old offensive lineman, formerly of the Philadelphia Eagles. He's back!
For whom?
Jason Peters has
Jason
signed.
Jason Peters. Bless his heart.
He's still around? I couldn't believe it, Joe.
He's delaying the Hall of Fame induction.
Where did he sign?
Seattle. Practice squad. Yeah.
Wow.
He is really trying to hang on.
He does not want to let go of that.
If somebody is still willing to give him money at this point, I find it amusing.
It's incredible.
Hey, respect to him, man. You only got a small window to for your highest earning potential when you're a football player. Like, get every dollar you can.
Good
for him.
5 years ago, he was
cooked. Good for him. Someone's willing to give him a check.
All right, James, what questions we got?
All right, Richie, this one's for you from WIP Memes on Twitter. WIP Memes asks, how long has Richie been playing guitar, and can we expect a song with the bye week to maybe lighten the mood around the 2-2 start?
I've been playing guitar, I guess like 1980s, the mid-80s. I played saxophone, and actually, when I was a little kid, MTV was a huge part of my life. Watched it when I wasn't outside playing Kill the Guy Who Has the Football.
Mm-hmm.
I was outside playing that or watching videos. Clarence Clemens of the E Street Band playing the tenor saxophone was like my hero for on the videos. I wanted to be like him. I begged my mom for if I could play saxophone as a third grade kid. The problem was you had to wait till fifth grade. So my mom, who was a teacher, she was like, well, you know, he's big enough. His hands are big enough. My mom rented a saxophone for, I think it was $6 a month.
Wow.
And got me in like ahead of time because I wanted so badly to play sax. She accelerated my musicality.
I love it. Well, look.
But I didn't start playing guitar until seventh grade.
If we could get a song, you know, just think about that. Maybe a Philly song, Eagles song. Eagles would be depressing. Phillies would be, you know, not, hopefully. All right, Seltzer, what do we got here?
All right, this one's for you, Joe. GoBirds86 asks, what's your favorite underrated Phillies playoff moment?
Holy mackerel. All right, so I'm going to give you two, because one I saw and one I didn't see. But there's one I think's the most underrated moment maybe in Philly sports history. So the one I saw I think there's...
Philly sports history?
Maybe.
Come on.
Maybe. All right, so the one I saw that's totally underrated... Two batters before Matt Stairs hit a home run to take the lead.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Shane Victorino hit a home run to tie the game. Phillies were five outs away from being 2-2 in the NLCS. It was scary. I remember watching it. I remember vividly watching it. They were very close to being 2-2, but Shane ties it, and then Matt Stairs takes the lead. People rarely talk about Shane's homer. The other one that, like, never gets discussed, And I will never understand why. I was 2 years old, so I don't remember watching it. People old enough may remember this, but many may not. So we all know the Phillies won the World Series in 6 games in 80. We know they were up 2-0. People might not know it was 2-2. What a lot of people either don't remember and never forgot, they were down going into the ninth inning of Game 5. Down. Losing. They were 3 outs away from being in a 3-2 hole in the World Series. They were on the road against Dan Quisenberry in Kansas City. Schmitty gets on base, couple hits, huge hit by Del Unser. A couple minutes later, Phillies had the lead. Next game, they win the World Series. Nobody talks about that. I never understand why. No one ever references it. Anyway, I find it possible it's the most underrated moment in Philly sports history. Seltzer, did you know that?
Oh, yeah, the Del Unser, yeah.
Did you know they were losing going into that?
I knew they were losing going into that.
Did you know they were losing?
But to your point, it never gets mentioned. Ever gets mentioned.
Never.
I watched every inning of that with my mom. It's one of my favorite memories. And, you know, if you think I'm a lunatic when I'm watching games, I come by it honestly.
There you go. All right, Seltzer, let's do one more.
All right, it's from the text line. What is the most important quality you look for in a friend?
Trustworthiness.
Jeez.
Trustworthiness.
This is so huge.
Got to have that.
As a parent, like, what you look for is friends. Like, finding great friends is the most important thing you're looking for your children. There's no question. And character, integrity in those kids.
Ooh, those are good words.
Good answer. Yeah. Ooh.
Integrity. Honesty.
Ooh.
Family. You love, you know, a great family.
Integrity is pretty good.
Yeah, we got to pick one.
Trustworthiness is part of that.
Yeah, I think integrity is a bigger thing.
I
think it encompasses trust.
I like that.
Yeah, good work.
Good
John.
Word, Seltzer. I mean, John. And with that, AMA, we shut it down. All right. So we're trying to assess today what we got with this football team this year. I mean, we know they're 2-2. We know it's been up and down. But you know, what do you think we have here? Plus the Phils. Let's start cranking up the Red October coverage here. The Phillies play in three days. By the way, a bunch of teams played yesterday, 8 of them. And notable that in the last 2 years, the team that has lost game one in this round has lost the series all 8 times.
It's a pretty notable.
So, like,
stat.
The Mets having won yesterday are in pretty good shape. The Braves having lost yesterday are in pretty bad shape. And James, the Phillies will play the Mets if the Mets win, correct?
Mets Brewers winner no matter what happens. Because they don't reseed in Major
man,
League Baseball.
Man, I'm telling you guys, Saturday it's going to be a lot of New Yorkers at the ballpark.
Man,
I'm telling you.
I know.
Devin, it is.
Well, it is, but it's not going to be. You said 13,000 or
something. I said 5 to 13,000.
I said 5 is realistic.
That's a really large.
I mean, that's a 13,000 is a quarter of the. It's more than a quarter of the stadium would be Mets fans. You think it's going to be more than a quarter?
I'll say this. Wells Fargo.
Which holds very different thing, dude.
That was different.
20,000, I would say. It was a third.
But that's a completely different thing. That was Knicks
fans.
Because the Knicks had not been in the playoffs in forever. The Mets were in the playoffs 2 years ago.
Oh, come on.
But they were. They were in whole playoff games 2 years ago. Regardless, the Knicks hadn't been in the playoffs since, like, forever. Okay. Not to mention the fact that the Sixers fans weren't as invested in that team as Phillies fans are in this team.
Devin, give me a rolling.
I mean, I think what could help Phillies fans in this situation is I'm pretty sure that the lottery for tickets has already started, where the Mets don't even know if they're going to advance. So it might be hard for Mets fans to get tickets unless they buy them secondhand. So if you're a Phillies fan and you have tickets and you're going to sell them, please don't sell them to a New York fan.
Yeah. I mean, look, the Mets fan, you're right.
That was the issue with the Sixers.
Mets fans would have to move quick. Like Thursday night, Friday night, they'd have to move fast in order to get, but it's doable. It's not that far away. They're
My point is I think more Philly fans want to go to Phillies playoff games than want to go to Sixers playoff games. Like, I don't even think it's in the same hemisphere.
I agree, but people sell tickets.
And before you think about selling them, this is to parents out there. These are both 4 o'clock starts.
It's we know that?
Oh, yeah.
That
was announced yesterday. Both Saturday and Sunday.
You don't listen to my updates, Joe? Come on, Joe.
Every once in a while, I got to go to the bathroom. Yeah?
No, so I'm
going to step away for a moment. Literally to go to the bathroom.
It's perfect. I mean, you get those kids in. You got like a 10 to a 15-year-old. You can grab them for life as a baseball
fan. Yeah, you can.
In that ballpark.
Unless the Phillies lose.
Well, I didn't, you know, why do you got to go there?
Yeah.
Why you got to go there? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.